Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 20 for week 22 of the Rotary Year, November 26th, 2018. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary Year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks for tuning in and to all of you who are offering ideas and comments on this podcast. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. I hope that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday and that you survived the season's first snowstorm, such as it was. Sherry and I delayed our return in order to avoid driving into the teeth of the storm on I-80 as we returned from a holiday in Michigan. As the holidays approach, there are many activities that are taking place within Club 27 that I thought it would be good to share. First off, our Rotary Exchange student, Pina Marisu, has moved to her second host family, the Warhides, this past weekend. We do want to say a big thank you to John and Jane Lorentzen for serving as Pina's host family. I know that she'll enjoy her time with the Warhide family, too. If you've not had an opportunity to meet Pina yet, please take a moment and introduce yourself to this wonderful and talented ambassador for Rotary next time she visits. One of the benefits of working with District 6000's Rotary Youth Exchange Committee is the ability to help other clubs get started with the process of hosting and sponsoring youths within the program. Club 27 recently had such an opportunity. We were approached about helping the West Des Moines Rotary Club sponsor an outbound student from Dowling Catholic High School for the 2019-2020 school year by completing all of the application paperwork. In turn, the West Des Moines Club will be hosting an inbound student for the same period, and our club will be working with them for the balance of this Rotary year to help them get a Rotary Youth Exchange Committee started. Our committee, led by Chair Lynette Rasmussen and Vice Chair Josh Braby, will be inviting members of the West Des Moines Club to attend committee meetings to learn of our processes and procedures for a smooth-running program. I think this is a wonderful way of expanding the reach and knowledge of some of the best aspects of Rotary. Special thanks to Lynette and Josh, as well as Sergeant-at-Arms Matt Buzik, for all of their leadership. Planning is also taking place in the International Service Committee for next year's International Summit. Chair Becky Greenwald and Vice Chair Carter Smith are beginning to focus in on summit specifics for another spectacular meeting to be held in late May or early June. If you'd like to be a part of this important event sponsored by Club 27, please be sure and reach out to Becky or Carter, as now's the right time to be getting involved. Our Community Service Committee is also organizing a couple events this season, including helping out at the Jolly Holiday Lights, as well as bell ringing for the Salvation Army. If you're in the spirit, feel free to reach out to Chair Brian Blankenberg, and he'll be sure to get you set up. Remember, too, that we have some exciting meetings coming up in December, including our Community Grant Award, which will be held on December 6th. Where we'll be presenting $40,000 worth of impact support for our Des Moines community, as well as finalize the Double Your Impact campaign for the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation. Be sure to sign up for our annual holiday party on December 20th. We always have a wonderful time, and in a shameless personal aside, special music will be provided once again by the Des Moines Vocal Arts Ensemble. Our November 29th meeting will feature our own past president and current CEO of Employers Mutual Insurance Company, Bruce Kelly, and he'll be our keynote speaker. If you know of someone who'd be interested in Bruce's comments or would just like to attend a Rotary meeting, please invite them to attend. We always like to welcome visitors. Committee meetings scheduled for this Thursday include audit, community service, and scholarships. All of them are scheduled to start at 11, so you'll want to check for the room or table locations once you arrive. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club or Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.